Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm so glad that you joined me this evening, coming to you live from the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, sponsored by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization empowering women and young girls ages 9 through 17. And we started this show so that we could reach more women that we could possibly touch in Indianapolis. So we're just glad that you're with us today. I just want to get started a little bit talking about what the show is about today. You know, a lot of you were listening, many of you were listening last time, and this time we're going to talk about I'm Not My Hair. And I'm sure many of you started to think of the India Arie song, I'm Not My Hair. You're absolutely correct. That's pretty much where I'm going with it. But more than anything, I want to talk about being true to you and being not your hair. That's a metaphor for just being true to who you are. You know, we talk about many times about how women will cover themselves and put a facade up through the makeup and through the clothing and through the hair. And what made me really go to the I'm Not My Hair is I was anticipating as going through what women go through, as we call the change, my hair started to be a little different on my head. It didn't curl as much. It was starting to thin out in the top, and I started to actually just freak out about it because I couldn't believe that. I've always had a thick hair of head, a head of hair, and I couldn't believe that my hair is starting to change. And as I started to really get into the depth of it, am I really my hair? I mean, is it because my hair is changing that I can't be the person that I desire to be or that I need to be or that I'm destined to be? And I had to answer that question and say, I think not. I think I'm everything that I'm going to be, that I want to be, and that I can be with or without my hair. So it started to really dig into the area of can you be true to yourself no matter what you have or what you don't have. You know, I'm really excited today that, you know, you have come on and you wanted to just listen to what I'm going to say about I'm Not My Hair. You know, being true to who you really are, that's the only way that you can choose to be healthy, mentally sound, and spiritually sound is being true to yourself, to being true to your health conditions, being true to who you are emotionally and spiritually. Trying to imitate people and try to be someone or something that you're not, you know, that is not going to grow you and that's not going to prosper you as you. Although some changes are inevitable, as I just got through talking about, my hair started to change and I started to have a slight, for a moment, just an insecurity because my hair was thinning out and it was starting to look different. And, you know, we can modify a lot of those things. You know, I went to a wig shop. And I said, I'm going to go get a wig because I feel like I need to have my hair look exactly the same way it looked, so I'm going to get a wig. And as I was in the wig shop, I realized there were so many other women in the wig shop trying on different kind of wigs and making their personalities change because of the type of hair that they were purchasing. And I walked out, and I did purchase a wig, but I couldn't even bring myself to really wear it because it wasn't really who I was. And so because it really wasn't who I was, I had to question, why do I have to have this hair to be secure? And then I thought, I don't. So I'm going to tell you what I did. I went and I had my hair cut all the way down to the new growth, had my perm cut out, had my hair cut down to the new growth. And I actually, for the first time, probably since I was 16 years old, saw the real texture of my hair without a perm. And I wore a natural, what we called afros back in the day, for the first time last week. And I actually felt liberated. I actually liberated myself, taking my hair back to the natural state and saying, I am Chris, no matter if I have a thick head of hair, if I have a little bit of hair, I am not my hair. I'm somebody. And so because I wanted to do that, I wanted to share that with you today. You know, we can never change overnight. And some of who are really indifferent, you try to bring yourself around to being like those people that are around you. You know, change comes in many forms and fashion. It doesn't come by comparing yourself to someone else. That's called insecurity. Change comes with a lot of prayer, meditation, comes with struggles, pain, and growth. And then still, maybe eventually, some positive change will occur. My mom always said, a lesson that's not learned is subject to be repeated. Until you tap into you, learn your life lessons, learn who you are in this world, what makes you you, and how you can empower yourself and others being who you are. That is the key of being true to you. You know, you can't just suddenly wake up one day and like a color. You might say, I like the color orange, or I don't like the color orange, and then one day you wake up and you say, oh, I like the color orange because my friend likes the color orange. That's not change. That's compromising. You know, you just don't wake up and you change your mind instantly. You know, certainly God is able to make a change in us. But when that happens, you will know it. You will know exactly what's going on. But what I want to say to you today, I want to read to you a little bit about, read you India Ari's, a little bit from her song, I'm Not My Hair. And I want you to listen as we're going to discuss this. And I have someone on the line that I'd like to bring on. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Helen on. And Helen, you're on. And let's see. Yeah, there you. Yeah, Helen, you're on. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, this is Helen Chambers. This is my right-hand person in the organization Harvest Girls International. Helen is the executive director of Harvest Girls International, and she is key in a lot of the operations and the day-to-day functions of the organization. And I asked Helen to come on with me so that we can just kind of have a little discussion. She and I both are going through some hair changes in our lives, and I just wanted to talk to her a little bit about hair and the metaphor that hair brings to women as personality. Helen, you know, I was just telling the audience about some challenges that I was having with my hair going through the change of life. As we get older, everything changes. And I was okay with that until it got to my hair. And once my hair started to change, I kind of had this panic going on. And I know that, you know, you've dealt with some of that. And I just want to talk a little bit. I'm going to read this poem that Indy Alry wrote a song about. And it's really a poem, but I'm going to read it in stanzas. For you. She says, little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a jury curl. 13, I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15, when it all broke off. 18, and went all natural. February 2002, I went and did what I had to do because it was time to change my life to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks, all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw. I'm not my hair. I'm not this skin. I'm not your expectations, no. I'm not my hair. I'm not this skin. I'm a soul that lives within. So could you expound on that a little bit, Helen, for us? I mean, there's so much that we could say about this in this little bit of time. But we want to teach our young girls as well as the women that are listening. And what Indy Alry is talking about is it started out with me as a little girl, and there were so many changes that I went through. But when I made up my mind it was time for the change, she said, I went and did what I had to do. So she cut off all her hair, and she looked in the mirror, and she said, I'm not what was on top of my head. She said, I'm a soul that lives within. So can you just expound on that for us a little bit, Helen?
I do want to expound on that, Chris, because it is so real. When I think about, you know, at the ages that I was when I had the hair and the press and curl, I didn't really do the Jerry curl, but I went from the press and curl to the perm, and I think I did a Tony and all my hair fell out. And all of my hair didn't fall, but I could see my hair coming out. But it grew back so thick and so great. But the thing about it is, and I think about 10 years ago, I have not had any chemicals in my hair, and it really is all about, you know, you're not your hair. It's what you decide to do, and that's what Harvest Girls talk about. When we talk about, you know, change comes by choice, we do have choices to do with our hair. So if, you know, having the perm is great for you, then that's great. I can see women that their permed hair is beautiful. If you want to have your hair natural, which I've had mine natural for the last 10 years, but also I do the flat iron with it, so it just kind of, you would never know that I probably don't have a perm. But, of course, by doing the flat iron now, even though I have natural hair, it still is hard to actually go in back into the afro that I had back in the 70s. So we do have to learn about our hair, and it's not us, and it's our heart that is what is actually who we are. And then I think one day we were talking, and I talked about, you know, your anointing is not your hair. So anytime that you're out there and you have an anointing on you, it truly is not about your hair. It's about the anointing that God has put inside of you. Mm-hmm. So when we get to that point, we're not really looking at our hair. So I think back about 10 years ago when I decided not to do anything but go natural and have my natural hair, and that's where you are right about now. So don't fret about it. Just know that you're still Chris, and your anointing that you have inside of you is not your hair.
Absolutely. And so much for the young girls, as well as the older ladies as well, because as I said, when I was in the wig shop, I saw so many women of all ages and nationalities, you know, buying wigs because they felt, I've got to have a certain kind of hair to be who I am. And I could see that in their spirits. And as they tried on wigs, they were long wigs, it made their attitudes change, and they were flipping their hair around, and when it was a short wig, they had a different attitude. And because they were mimicking what the world says you should be with the kind of hair that you have. And I think, first, I love this saying by William Shakespeare. He says, "This above all, to thy own self be true." And I think that sometimes where women miss the whole point of being who they are by not being true to oneself. Because each of us, we are unique, and we all like different things, and we like to wear our hair different ways, and we have different choices. But sometimes women feel they don't have a choice when their hair starts to come out or when they start to experience things in life. Like, I want to talk a little bit about breast cancer, and I want to talk about chemo treatments. A lot of the women have the chemo treatments and they have the breast cancer. She says in her song, "Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life." And I love that, because I know so many women who choose not to wear the wigs when they go through chemotherapy. I know so many women who say, you know what, I'm at this point in my life, I'm either going to live or I'm going to die, but whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to be true to myself and who I am. I've seen a lot of women just wear this beautiful scarves, but they say, this is what has happened to me. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm going to go ahead and just let my light shine regardless of what has happened to my hair. And I believe that if we teach more and more women, Helen, to be true to themselves, to find out who you are, then I think that would propel women into another level of growth.
Of confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Of empowerment. And not only helping themselves, but helping others. So I want to read another part where she said, if I want to shave it close, or if I want to rock locks, they don't take a bit away from the soul that I got. If I want to wear it braided all down my back, I don't see what's wrong with that. Absolutely. You go ahead, NDRE. This is what I'm talking about. Whatever you want to do, as you said earlier, Helen, whatever you want to do, it's okay. And what we have to really realize as women, you cannot be true to yourself if you try to mold into what you think others want you to be. You cannot mold yourself into what you think others want you to be. And the problem is we do that because we really don't know who we are. And when we don't take time, spend time with ourselves, then we start to imitate and emulate and simulate what we see on television, what's in the magazine, our girlfriends. And then we end up saying, who am I really? But, Helen, I think that I want you to talk a little bit about, you have daughters and you've raised, and I want you to talk a little bit about how did you get them into that strong self-esteem that they have. I mean, they have confidence, and they're strong women. Talk a little bit about your daughters.
I think as my daughters were growing up, and I do have two daughters, and of course, we went through the things about them getting their Jerry curls, and the youngest one, her hair absolutely all came out. But when it came out, and I had to cut her hair down to where it was like, you know, she looked like a little boy, and made sure we had to get some earrings in her ear. I still talked to her about who she was, but
yeah.
I didn't really have to do that. She was always confident within herself. The oldest one, her hair kind of worked out okay with the Jerry curl, but the youngest one, I mean, I had to cut it all off. But when we started all over again, and she talked about who she was, and I taught her about who she was and that she was a little girl, even though I had to cut all of her hair off when we put the earrings on, and I made sure that they knew who they were and that they were confident young girls at a very early age. And, of course, the hair grew back, and they grew stronger, and they grew more confidence. But then one of the things I always kept them was I kept them in the Word to know that they were strong women of God.
Yes,
I would tell them
yes.
every day to always be a strong woman of God. And that's what helped them to make it through some of those issues of the hair issues and, you know, the looks issues. And now they both have natural hair, and they cut off all the perm. And, I mean, their hair is absolutely beautiful right about now.
Mm-hmm.
But they just decided that they knew it was about their own choice of how they wanted to have their hair. Now, not to say that they don't wear the wigs, because we all have a little girlfriend wig that we call This Is My Girlfriend. I even have one. When I want some color in mine, I put it on, but I still know exactly who I am, and I've taught them that it's okay if you want to put a wig on that day. You got a bad hair day, put the wig, the scarf, the hat. It's really okay.
Yes, and let me back up and say that. As I was speaking on my testimony, it was my first wig or girlfriend, as you say. And I just felt I couldn't do it because I had to go back, Helen, and reevaluate who I was, because it was you're born with hair. We, you know, my family has hair everywhere. I mean, we always had long hair and thick hair. And just to see that diminish, I had to go back and check myself and say, Chris, this is who you really are. Now I can go forward and wear my girlfriend wig. And I can go forward and wear different things on my head, because now I had to reevaluate who I really was. I had to go back and, like, check myself before I wrecked myself, so to speak. And so
you're still Chris.
Yes, and that's what I had to get used to. The body is going to change. You know, it's inevitable. Everything is going to change. You know, everything does change. And some parts of the change you can control, some parts you cannot. Now, there are some parts that I can control, that I need to control, that I don't. But I've come to realize I got to get a grip on that, and I'm talking about health, because that is the part that really keeps you alive. That keeps your flesh alive. My spiritual man is alive and well, but I've got to make some changes in my health. It's not about my hair. It's not about my hair. It's about a holistic approach to who I am, and I'm really excited about it. Especially for women over 40, you know, just start preparing yourself. Really over 30, just start preparing yourself and start doing all those things in life that build you up, and getting rid of those relationships that are no good for you, and getting people and things out of your life that take you down. You know, you want to get to the golden years of your life, as we're golden girls, Helen. Get to those years.
I am, Chris.
Well, yes, I am also. And at 50, so I would say I'm a golden girl. So I just wanted you women to get to that place in their life when they enjoy themselves. They enjoy their girlfriends. There's no drama. there's not a lot of mess going on. Helen, you and I, we can sit and talk and we laugh and talk for hours, and we laugh about things we would normally not even laugh at. But because we're free, we know who we are, you know, we're just trying to be a blessing to other women, and we're trying to empower other women. We have learned, you know, to live this life with joy and the best that we can live it, and do the best that we can, not only for ourselves, but for others. So I'm excited about that. Go ahead, Helen.
It actually takes you back to what you said, because we are not our hair.
No.
We are, you know, sister friends. We're, you know, sisters in Christ, and so it's not really about our hair. But I do want to just reiterate one thing you talked about, you know, the women with the cancer and how the chemo takes their hair out and everything.
Yes.
And I would encourage any woman that's listening to this radio program today to just get the book by Claudette Copeland that she talked about when she had cancer and how she wore the scarves and the hats and the wigs. And then finally she knew she was still the Reverend Claudette Copeland, and she actually took the wigs off, took the hats off, and the scarves off, and she was still who she was.
Yes, and she actually, on the front of her book, the book you're talking about, I think she took the picture for that book with no wig on. And and so, I mean, it was just awesome when I saw that. You know, and maybe you're not there. I mean, you know, that's okay. But I'm just saying, it's so awesome to have these testimonies in front of us that empower us and encourage us to be stronger women. And I'm so excited about that, because it takes a mighty woman to be able to empower another woman, but it takes an even stronger woman to be able to empower herself. So I'm just really excited about that. And speaking of empowerment, Harvest Girls International Women's Empowerment has something special coming up for you in Indianapolis, Indiana, and not just Indianapolis, Indiana, but all the surrounding, the tri-area. It doesn't matter. You can come from the north, south, east, and west. We have a special Mother's Day Women's Conference coming up. Helen, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, I would. For all of you mothers out there and your daughters and your grandmothers and your sister friends, if you're looking for something exciting that you want to do on the Mother's Day weekend, well, Harvest Girls International and Light of the World Christian Church, we have actually partnered together, and we're going to bring one of the most exciting women conferences to the city of Indianapolis. It's going to be a Mother's Day excitement weekend. It's going to be a retreat. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be on May the 7th and 8th. Two exciting days. May the 7th is going to start about 6 o'clock. We're going to have Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, the self-esteem doctor, that's actually going to come in, and she is going to be on program, and she is going to speak to the hearts and spirits and souls of women. You don't want to miss that Friday night. Also, on that Friday night, the Women of the Life, they're going to have a special spiritual spa evening where you're going to be able to get absolutely included with your ticket. It's going to be, you're going to get Zumba. You can get a chair massage. You're going to be able to get some aerobics. You're going to be able to go to this spiritual spa retreat where you maybe get a cup of tea and listen to some soothing music. And then you're going to have that one-on-one reception with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor on that Friday night. On that Saturday, we're going to have the most awesome conference that you ever want to be in. We're going to have Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. We're going to have Dr. Ilan Bomani, and we're going to have Kathy Holloway Hill. And they are coming back by popular demand. Everyone has asked us to have them back. So they agreed, and they're going to be back for us on that weekend. So you don't want to miss that. We're going to have a luncheon. Make it a special Saturday. Bring your mother. Bring your sisters. I mean, the pricing is going to be excellent for you to come and get all of that in one weekend at one location.
Wow, Helen, that's a lot going on, and it sounds absolutely fabulous. You know, I want to give you the website so that you can go to the website and start to – you can actually go online and register. The event is $20. For the whole event, except for Saturday. Your lunch would be $8, but Friday and Saturday is included in that $20, and so is your massage and your Zumba and your aerobics and the Wisdom Garden. That's where you go to the relaxation room. Go ahead, Ellen.
Vendor booths, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, yes, there will be vendor booths as well on that Saturday. And all of that, that's in the $20. And on Saturday, of course, you would have to purchase your lunch for $8, and it is a plated lunch. So it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And we do have a little treat for you. Also on Saturday, Bishop Tigard Benjamin Jr. will be doing a presentation for women only. For women only. So that's a little secret I'm going to slip out right now. Well, it's not a secret now, I just let it out. But it was going to be a surprise, but I'm sure you would want to know that Bishop Benjamin is going to be talking to the women on that the 8th, May 8th. And so the email address that you would need to go to is www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And you can go to the website, click on conference, and the page will pop up and you'll see all the information on the page. If you would like to have a room just to get away, we have a special treat. Helen's going to tell you about that. There's going to be a hotel that we have partnered with that will be able to let you have a room, you and your mom, you and your daughter, or just you by yourself, so that you could just kind of get away and make it a total retreat for Mother's Day. So, Helen, you want to talk a little bit about the hotel?
Absolutely. We have acquired the Holiday Inn Express, which is at 7222 Woodland Lane, I believe that is. That's right at 465 and 71st Street on the west side. You're going to be able to get rooms for as the small amount of $79.95 if you prepay. If you're not going to prepay, then those rooms are going to be exactly, Chris, give me just a second.
$85.95.
And those are double beds, so you and your girlfriend, you can come get a room. I mean, what a weekend you can get for under probably $70. You're going to get your rooms. It's a complimentary breakfast at that, a Holiday Inn Express. So you're not even going to have to worry about getting up the next day and running someplace to get breakfast. You just go downstairs. I mean, there's a swimming pool there. So pay your $20, partner with a girlfriend or your mother, bring your mother or bring your sister, get your room at the Holiday Inn, go swimming, make sure you get the complimentary breakfast, and then make sure you get all of the things that are included in your ticket with the Motherhood Money and Men, the retreat.
Absolutely. And if you want to get the hotel information is not quite yet on the website, but if you just go to contact us on the website, Harvest Girls, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, if you just go to contact us and say you want more information on the hotel, we would be glad to email you that information. We'll have everything up on the website completed by the weekend, but right now we just have the payment button on the website. But we're getting close to ending. I just wanted to thank you, Helen, for coming on. This has been a quick 30 minutes, but it's been fun. And I just wanted to let the ladies know that you're not your hair. It's not about what's on your head. It's about what's in your heart. It's not about the clothes you wear. It's not about what people say about you. It's about who do you say that you are. And I just want you to know that if you apply yourself to the wisdom of God, and if you keep your eyes on the prize is God and God in you, you will make your life so fantastic, and to thy own self be true. Thank you. I love you. I bless you. And until we meet again, may God keep you and bless you is my prayer. Thank you. Until we meet again, Helen, tell everybody bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.